Thanksgiving is here, and I think it's time that we take a minute to be grateful for how we've made Maryland a better place for young children. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to remind us of the progress we've made. Let's hear your list, Doug.
Well, first off, we're thankful for all the parents, childcare providers, early childhood educators, and others who have worked hard to make sure our youngest children can have the strong start in life that they need.
I couldn't agree more. What's next?
We're thankful that the Maryland Child Care Scholarship Program expanded its eligibility requirements to serve more families than ever before. And that means parents have the financial help that they need to access child care so they can earn and their children can learn.
The blueprint for Maryland's future has got to be on your gratitude list, am I right?
You know it. Thanks to the blueprint, Maryland Family Network has opened new family support PATI centers in Maryland to serve even more parents and children. These centers help adults learn job and parenting skills while their children get a quality early childhood education. More centers are coming soon.
Time to care and paid family and medical leave is now the reality for Maryland families. Even if this isn't on your list, it's sure on mine.
It definitely is on my list. When new parents have time to bond with a child, they form connections that last a lifetime. But time to care also makes it possible to care for an elderly parent, a sick relative, or to take care of oneself if needed.
So let's look forward. What do you hope will be on next year's Thanksgiving list?
We want to make sure that child care scholarship keeps up with the demand and that both parents and providers continue to benefit from it. We also hope to start a conversation about making universal child care a reality in Maryland someday.
Thank you, Doug, for reminding us of how important the first 5 years really are. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to all our listeners.